Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5. The Game, Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Vanderbilt, the Vandy boys, hosting the regional once again. Nashville Regional coming up this weekend. They get underway on Friday against Presbyterian. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our very own Max Herz, host of the Anchor Down podcast, also a producer here at 102.5 The Game as well, and with the SEC Network. Max, is there any place you don't work for? What's going on, man? How we doing?
Hey, I can say the same for you at times, Robbie. So
that's true.
The love.
Absolutely. Max, you're as plugged in with this team as anybody. As you kind of look at the journey that it took to get to this point for Tim Corbin and company, you finished the season. Obviously, Vanderbilt, another very successful season, 40-15, the number one seed in this regional. What's the journey been like to get to this point? And as you look at this roster, what do you think the outlook is for this Vanderbilt team as they begin regional play starting this weekend?
Yeah, kind of from January, Corbin was playing down the team as inexperienced, which I never really agreed with, just because everybody's inexperienced because nobody played conference games last year. So his point was that even most of the best players on the team, many of whom were proven last year, like Jack Leiter and Carter Young, had never played a conference game. But to me, that didn't really mean much just because you knew these guys were going to produce, and it's played out that way. They've moved around the lineup a lot, more so because of injuries along the way than because of performance. But I feel like as long as Carter Young is back, which I would expect him to be at least in some capacity this weekend, going to give it a try, I would say they got a group of nine that they really like. They've obviously got two of the best starting pitchers in all of college baseball, which has had eyes on them all season long, and for Kamar Rocker, the last three seasons. So this is not only the last go through the postseason for both of those guys, it's also their only go through the postseason together. So I think Leiter and Rocker will be in the spotlight as usual, but I mean, this is a Vandy team, especially with the draw they have. I think they got a pretty favorable draw, both in the regional and in a potential super. So I expect them to be a favorite to get to Omaha right now, without a doubt.
So, Max, down the stretch here, first of all, you mentioned Carter Young. I mean, certainly he's been out for a few weeks. That's a huge loss in the lineup and in the field. But the lineup's kind of been up and down. And then, of course, the bullpen has not been as deep maybe. Ethan Smith, though, is another guy who maybe makes a difference. If you could fix one of those two things, you know, in terms of, you know, offense or bullpen, what do you think is more important? What do you think is more realistic?
Well, I think offense is more important. I think there is more of a built-in fix to the issues that there have been with the bullpen with just how the coaching staff will manage in the postseason. They manage differently with their pitching selections in the regular season than they do in the playoffs. In a playoff game or in an elimination game, which they may not get to this weekend, but they have a chance to go undefeated, which they did 2 years ago and never even face elimination in a regional. But if you get to an elimination game, they're not going to manage that like they managed the Sunday game at Ole Miss 3 weeks ago when Hunter Owen came in the third inning for Pat Riley and gave up a 10-run inning. In a situation like that, they would likely go to either Nick Baldonado or Luke Murphy, who are by far their two best relievers this season throughout the year. So I think the management of the game kind of fixes whatever bullpen issues there have been. Because you got to remember, in 2019 in Omaha, in six games, only three relievers pitched when Vanderbilt had the lead: Tyler Brown, Jake Eater, and Zach King. Other than that, everybody else who came out of the bullpen came in when Vanderbilt was trailing. So they're only going to go to the premium guys when protecting a lead. So I think that will help those issues while they have others along the way to throw in lefty matchup situations like Hugh Fisher or somebody like Nelson Berkowitz who can pitch while the team is trailing. But I think those three this year will be Chris McElvain and then Maldonado and Murphy. And hopefully Ethan Smith is available this weekend too. I don't think it would be for more than an inning at a time if he is, but I think he's out there. So with that in mind, I think the offense is more important to make sure is right this weekend. But over the course of the season, they haven't really had back-to-back games where they didn't hit and it cost them a game. I mean, they've had low-scoring wins, but they found ways to score enough, I mean, at least every other game, even if they have an off night. And I think Young being back would be a big part of that, even if he probably isn't 100%.
The great Max Herz on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Max, Look, it's one thing in the regular season to have that Friday-Saturday rotation of Rocker and Leiter. How much more are those two and that strength for this team amplified when you get to this time of the year once regional play begins?
Yeah, this is a sport in college baseball specifically. Baseball at large is kind of this way, but the way the college baseball postseason is structured, if you can win 2 out of 3, 4 times, you win the national championship. You have to win 3 to win a regional, but if you win the first 2, it makes it pretty easy to get that last one in a couple of cracks, at least in Vanderbilt's experience. Then a super is a true 2 out of 3. Then in the College World Series, it's those exact same 2 formats over again. So with those two guys as the front 2, I mean, if you get both of them to win, you're a win or 2 away from a national championship right there. And obviously, you can't expect them to win every start. We saw that down the stretch. Neither of them were going as deep in games, but I think they'll be able to go deeper this weekend with everything on the line. But I think with the ball in those guys' hands, their last go-around at this, I think it plays into how you win a title perfectly, both on paper and on the field. So they've almost, those two guys alone, got the whole format of this sport mastered.
How do you feel about them individually right now? Seems like Rocker has been pretty, you know, stable and solid. Obviously, Leiter was just absolutely on fire, had some hard times, skipped a start. How would you evaluate them individually at this moment?
Yeah, I think they both had a dip along the way. Rocker's was a little earlier than Leiter's, and they've both come back from it. So Rocker had a 3-start stretch in, I believe, second, third, and fourth weeks of SEC play, really just the second and the third week, where his velocity was down like 4 or 5 miles an hour. And I just asked him about it because it became a big story in the MLB draft world, and he was falling from second and third overall to as far as seventh and eighth overall, and he really hasn't moved back up, which is odd to me. So I just asked him about it because it became this big story, and he said it's kind of a normal mid-season hump to have to get over. These guys start throwing like right after New Year's. That is early in the year, especially with how little they threw last year in game action and how different the calendar was. And guys in the fall season didn't know when exactly to start or stop throwing along the way. So there were a lot of challenges, and Rocker's velocity just went down. He said it was a mid-season hump that he had to get over. He was confident they would get back. He says it didn't dip as much as kind of the MLB draft writers of the world said it did, and he has more metrics than they do, so I, even though he's biased, will at least partially trust him on that one, that it didn't drop fastball into the 89-90 range. I mean, it was still a little bit 91-92, which is fine compared to his usual 93-94-95, but the thing that stands out to me, having followed his whole career, is the last 2 years, basically the same thing happened to him at that same point of the season. In both years, he had to miss a start. This year, he didn't miss a start. So he just kept on pitching through it, and even though his velocity was down, to me, that's a win, that he shows that he can pitch through that and still win a couple of those games, too. So that's well behind him. His velocity has been back up. Last week, the control wasn't great, but other than that, he's been solid the last few starts. On the Leiter side, talking with Tim Corbin and especially Scott Brown, the pitching coach, they are really happy with the decision to sit him out for a week against Alabama. They think the decision worked. We've seen it with him. I mean, same as Rocker, coming back from the velocity drop. He's been back to normal in terms of stuff these last few weeks, and they like the decision to do it. The thing that they saw on his, I don't know if, I guess, underlying metrics is the right word, but statistics that they keep internally that aren't really publicly kept, his whiff rate was way down. He was getting way fewer swings and misses, especially on his fastball. And like you said, Joe, that's what he was doing earlier in the season. He was blowing guys away. That's what he was doing in the no-hitter. And the fastball had kind of lost its life in its late run, and a week off seems to have gotten it back. So I think that's a win for the coaching staff, who, I mean, he threw a lot of pitches in the no-hitter earlier. Who knows what causes what, but I think that's a win for them in that decision, and they've got him for the games that matter most. Just like I said, they manage these games differently. All eyes are on winning in the playoffs.
You're absolutely right. And Vanderbilt's, I guess, their title defense get underway from 2019 defending national champions on Friday night against Presbyterian. Everything gets started in postseason play for Vanderbilt. The great Max Hurst has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, the Anchor Down podcast. A producer here on 102.5 The Game does work for the SEC Network as well. Max, Great stuff as always, brother. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Probably 3 or 4 o'clock today, we got the big regional preview podcast coming out, talking about all 3 teams coming in. So that'll be on the Anchor Down podcast later today.
Absolutely. Nice. Make sure you check that out later. Max does a great job here at ESPN 102.5 The Game. When we come back, we'll react a little bit to what Max had to say there. Look ahead to this contest this weekend coming up for Vanderbilt. Also, get back to your thoughts on our text line as well. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.